All right, Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com talking some Mercer County baseball with the sophomore pitcher and outfielder Jake Rush. Pitched the Golden Eagles to another victory on Tuesday night to go to 2-0 on the season. 20 strikeouts in two starts for Jake Rush. Talk about making the most of your varsity opportunity here in 2017. You're making it look easy, but it can't be that easy, can it?
No, it is not. But it is with my defense. Defense is solid, and it... I know they always have my back, so it's really easy to throw strikes when I know that my defense is there all the time.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you playing varsity baseball compared to JV baseball and youth baseball, I guess?
I don't know. There's just a little bit more pressure. But like I said, with the defense and knowing that we're going to put up runs every inning is a huge help when I'm on the mound.
What's your approach pitching-wise? Just getting a... head of the hitter, or what's your stuff? Can you give us a little pitching philosophy from sophomore Jake Rush?
Coach Jake has been working with me on my percent of getting ahead in the counts, and I feel like that with that on my shoulders, it's helped a lot with me being able to find the strike zone a lot easier, and being able to get ahead in the counts a lot, which helps obviously in the outcome.
Well, and that's the when you talk about quality pitching, it's not about getting strikeouts, it's about getting outs. But if you get strikeouts, you'll take them.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowing that my defense is there, and when we have two outs, it's easy to get that last strikeout because there's no pressure. So it's really nice to know, because when the bases aren't loaded or there's nobody on base, it's a lot easier to just go up there and throw strikes.
Well, your hitting approach then. Offensively, I think as it's going into tonight, I think Coach Pizzala told me 6 hits and 9 RBI last week. So what about offensively for you here in the 2017 campaign? You're off to a pretty good start, I'd say.
Yeah, I felt really comfortable at the plate, and we've had a lot of runners that have been ahead of me, and a lot of hitters that know how to get on. So we just we try to put runners on, and when they're on, it's easy to bring them home.
I think the other thing that helps, too, is, you know, there's some competition to get in the lineup. This team's got a lot of good baseball players, don't they? So, I mean, you have to battle to kind of win your spot.
Yeah, I knew that getting in the lineup meant I needed to hit. And so off season, I had been working a lot on my approach to bat and in the cage, and it's helped a lot. And I know that that's what got me in the lineup was my hitting at first.
Well, off to a great start team-wise, 7-0 after tonight's win over Knoxville 5-4. Win a lot of close games, so it's been a fun start to the season, right? So what about this Golden Eagle team? And you kind of win every different way so far this season.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's not just a team. We're family, and that's just what Mercer County baseball and athletics is about. And that's just something that I feel like has pushed me to keep playing sports here, is just that every time I'm on a team, it's like a family, not really a team. And you forget that you're teammates, and it is more like family.
That's Mercer County sophomore Jake Rush, a 2-0 pitching record already this season with 20 strikeouts. And then at the plate, Rush with 7 hits and 10 RBI. I'm Jim Taylor for the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday.